When you see the image of the beast standing inside of the temple of God, this is the abomination that makes it desolate. As it is written in Daniel 11:31, "An arm shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that makes it desolate." Notice it keeps saying, "they." Who are they? I believe that it's referring to the beast, the false prophet, and the dragon, and perhaps even its worshippers. And it says that they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength. What is the sanctuary? The sanctuary is the inner room inside of the temple of God, where you see the menorah, the candlestick, you see the table of showbread. This area is referred to as the sanctuary, and it's also known as the holy place. And of course, this is going to be inside of the temple of God. So whenever you see the word sanctuary or the holy place, you know that it's referring to the temple of God, a physical temple, not a spiritual temple. Therefore, the abomination of desolation will take place in the third temple, according to Daniel 11:31 and Matthew 24:15, that states, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand." First off, the abomination is going to be an idol, and I believe it's going to be the image of the beast that was spoken of in Revelation 13 verses 14 through 15. That states, "And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed." Now Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were foreshadows of the abomination of desolation, and whoever would not worship the image of Nebuchadnezzar would have been killed. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not bow down to the image, but they trusted that God would deliver them. But even if he didn't, they would not worship the image. But we know that God did save them. He delivered them from the fiery furnace, and perhaps this is a foreshadow of the rapture taking place at the time of the abomination of desolation. Furthermore, I believe they, the beast, the false prophet, and the dragon, are going to place this image inside of the physical temple of God in the sanctuary, which is the holy place. It's where the menorah, the candlestick, the table of showbread is placed. As it is written in Daniel 11:31, "They shall pollute the sanctuary of strength and place the abomination that makes it desolate." Okay, so they're placing this image of the beast inside of a temple. The image is a physical image. It's not a spiritual image. So they're going to place this abomination, this image of the beast, inside of a physical temple, the physical third temple of God. Therefore, there will be a third temple built on the Temple Mount before the rapture of the church can take place, because the rapture happens on the same day of the abomination of desolation, according to Luke chapter 17, verses 30 through 31, and also Matthew 24, verses 15 through 17. Furthermore, Paul says that the man of sin must be revealed before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ to gather us together to be with him forever. And we know that the Great Tribulation is the time of Jacob's trouble, and that only lasts for 3.5 years. It's not 7 years. And it starts at the abomination of desolation, according to Matthew 24. That is when the man of sin is also going to be revealed. That means that the third temple must be built before the rapture of the church can take place. And that is a matter of biblical fact according to Scripture. The sanctuary, which is the holy place, is proof that the third temple will be rebuilt to fulfill Matthew 24 verse 15 and also Daniel chapter 11 verse 31, which again states, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand." Notice that our Lord Jesus, when he was talking about the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place, he refers to the book of Daniel the prophet. And we see this very verse that he spoke of in Daniel chapter 11 verse 31. In this verse, it mentions everything that Jesus spoke of. It mentions polluting the sanctuary, that is the holy place, inside of a physical temple of God, and it also mentions the abomination that makes it desolate. And I truly believe that this is the verse that Jesus was referring to in Matthew 24 verse 15, because again, it mentions everything that Jesus spoke of. It states, "And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength," that's the holy place Jesus spoke of, "and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that makes it desolate." Again, the abomination of desolation Jesus spoke of. And notice that they will also take away the daily sacrifices. More evidence that there's going to be a rebuilt temple for the daily sacrifices to begin. "They shall place the abomination that makes it desolate in the sanctuary, which is also called the holy place." This is more proof that this is not referring to a spiritual temple, but a physical temple where the abomination is going to take place. And the image of the beast is an idol. It's a physical idol that is going to be placed in a physical holy place that is inside of the third temple, which is soon to be built. It must be built in order to fulfill all that is written in Scripture, and this must take place before the rapture can occur. Therefore, the rapture is not going to happen this year. It's likely going to be years from now. I would say likely between the years 2030 and 2033. To me, that's the hot zone. That's going to mark exactly 2,000 years from the cross. And that's also when we're going to enter into the third day, which is the start of the day of the Lord Jesus Christ, which starts the time of Jacob's trouble, which we aren't appointed to, because Jacob's trouble is God's wrath, and that is directed towards the nation of Israel and the Christ-rejecting world. As we all know, believers in Christ are not appointed to God's wrath. But that's all for now. I'm going to go ahead and end with the gospel. That is that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life, and that life is in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, that died for our sins and was buried, and he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, and he is without blemish, meaning that he never sinned. He's the Holy One of God, and he died so that we sinners can live. All of the sins of the world were placed upon Jesus Christ on the cross, and his righteous blood was shed for all of us sinners. And when you put your faith in the gospel and you believe this good news, Christ's righteousness is credited to your account, and all of your sin debt has been paid for in full on the cross by Jesus Christ our Lord. And when you believe this, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of our redemption. That is when Jesus Christ returns on the clouds to rapture us, his elect, to be with him forever. Until next time, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.